The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about the best times to go to Disney World in 2018. That's coming up on this episode 162 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, from WDWPrepSchool.com and Prep School Travel. Thank you for being here for episode 162. We are going to talk about how to plan the dates for your trip in just a minute. Before we do, I have several housekeeping things before we jump in. First of all, as always, I always tell you to follow on social media, but I wanted to mention that I have been very active, or relatively active, on Instagram stories recently. It's been a lot of fun. And if you are into following people's stories and just kind of having a more casual behind-the-scenes view of things, I would highly recommend following there. Also, just a reminder that the main topic of most podcasts is put on YouTube as a video. Personally, I have been watching a lot of my favorite podcasts on YouTube. For some reason, I used to just listen to podcasts and, you know, run errands and in my car and stuff, but I've been really enjoying just sitting down and watching people on video talk about, you know, different topics. So that's been great. But this topic is on YouTube, the main channel, not the housekeeping portion. Also, a reminder, if you have questions that are non-Disney World related or like non-planning related, you can email those, Shannon@WDWPrepSchool.com, or leave me a message on the Speak Pipeline. The information on how to do that is always in the show notes. I will be answering your questions for an end of year episode. And also related to the Speak Pipeline, you know, I do the trip report to people and I interview them before and after their trip. And people often want to be considered for an episode, but they will email. We get several emails a week of people asking if they can be on. And I need you to know that the only way that I accept submissions is for people that leave messages on the Speak Pipeline. And you can do that on your phone. You can do it on your computer. It's an app that you can use, or website. And the reason for that, I used to accept submissions by email. The reason for that is I need to hear people. I need to hear how they come across in audio because this is an audio format. And so, you know, email doesn't tell me that. And so I need you to leave a message and just tell me your trip dates and what you're doing. They're not first timer reports anymore. I'm going to, you know, different kinds of reports. And so you don't have to be a first timer, but you do need to tell me the dates, who's going, where are you staying, that kind of stuff. And if I want you for a future episode, I will email you and let you know. I get lots and lots of these. And so I can only pick a few to feature. But anyway, that's the only way to be considered for a trip report. I also want to talk a little bit about some news. I don't always do that, but we've had a couple of announcements recently that I wanted to mention. First of all, Flights of Wonder at Animal Kingdom. The last day for that show is December 31st. That's very sad to me. I really like that show. I don't tend to do a lot of the animal attractions at Animal Kingdom personally, but Flights of Wonder was always one that I really enjoyed. That is going away. A new Russell and Doug show is coming in spring 2018. So get rid of one show, bring in another. I will look forward to seeing the new show, but I will also miss Flights of Wonder. Another piece of news, it's not official, but it seems likely. Stitch's Great Escape at Magic Kingdom, it looks like the last day there is going to be January 6th. And finally, pink magic bands appear to be coming within the next few weeks. It's called Millennial Pink. It's a very pale pastel pink, and those should be available. There hasn't been any details released about it, but I suspect that it will be one that's for sale that you have to purchase. It won't be one of the colors that you can choose for free if you're staying on site. So those are a few news items that I wanted to mention to you. I also wanted to tell you about the next couple of episodes that will be after this. The next one after this will be my own trip. I'm going to be at Disney World December 18th through the 24th with my whole family. Our first time in 4.5 years being there all together. I've been there individually with them over the years many times, but our whole family, it's hard when your kids are little, much easier to do these. But once they're grown, they have jobs, they have, you know, friends, they have lives, and it's really hard to coordinate. So this is our first time in 4.5 years. We will be doing the Candlelight Processional with Neil Patrick Harris as the narrator. We will be staying in a 2-bedroom villa at Copper Creek. We will be attending the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam dessert party. Somebody DM'd me on Instagram and asked me if I would be doing daily updates like I always do since I am there with my family. And the answer is yes. It's a good question because I did consider it since it's not just a pure work trip. But, you know, it doesn't take too long at the end of the night to record a sort of daily recap and publish that. So, and I always like it afterwards. I like having that as sort of my own trip report to remember the details. So I will have those daily updates. And then the episode after that will be a listener trip report, someone who was there. She's actually there just before me, but I can't talk to her after her trip until I get back from my own. So that will go up after Christmas. So that takes us through the end of December. And I think that will wrap up the intro. Let's dive in. I would like to talk today about the best times to visit Disney World in 2018. When this goes up, it is the end of 2017, so lots of people are making plans for next year and trying to figure out the best time to go to Disney World. We also did just publish a new crowd calendar, so this is sort of to convey that information in a different format and help explain some of our sort of methods behind it. And so let's get into it. First of all, I want to talk sort of about the history of Disney World crowds because a lot of things have changed. When I first started a site 5.5 years ago, my very first crowd calendar had a lot of green areas. So green is what I used to represent light crowds, and it had a lot of green areas on it. But Disney is masterful at plugging those less busy times. So a lot of things have changed in the last few years. One of those is that Disney likes to plug Run Disney races and cheer competitions into the time that used to be less busy. So if you went several years ago and you decided that their springtime was a great time to go, you might want to recheck just to see how things have changed since then. School schedules have also changed a lot. It used to be that spring break was thought of as really busy, summer was thought of as really busy. But things have changed a lot in that fall breaks are the new spring break. I mean, there obviously is still spring breaks, but I would say fall breaks, particularly around Columbus Day, are actually much busier, or at least very similar to spring breaks that are near Easter. So that has been a big change because in the past, we used to be able to think of October as a very unbusy time to go. In fact, about 10 or 11 years ago, Disney used to run promotions to get people to come to Disney World, and they would advertise like specials for toddlers, like because if the kids were in school and couldn't come, they would advertise for the toddlers. And I went and took my son. So it didn't used to be like that, but school schedules have really evolved over the years, which has changed Disney crowd patterns. Summer used to be really busy, but the last couple of years, it hasn't been very busy at all. And the type of people that go in the summer tend to be a little different too. Travel agencies, usually their bookings are much lighter in the summer, even though there are people going obviously in the summer, but they don't necessarily plan 6 months in advance. It's a little bit more casual. And Disney has also released ticket prices they vary depending on the date. And so going in the summer is a little more expensive if you were just sort of casually showing up and going for a day. So summer, although still, you know, busy, is not nearly as busy as it used to be. So I wanted to talk about the crowd counters and how we put them together just to kind of give you the mindset, because it's not just, you know, wild guessing. We spend weeks and weeks pulling information together. As you might guess, since I just talked so much about school calendars, that is the source of a lot of data. We have dozens and dozens of school districts that we plot on one giant calendar, and we try to see
how they line up, because sometimes we see things that are surprising. Like, for instance, the week after Easter is often not busy. And in historically, if you were putting together a Disney World crowd calendar and you just wanted to kind of, you know, repeat the same patterns every year, you would say the week before Easter, week after Easter. But when we started plotting the school calendar data, we realized that sometimes those dates that you think are going to be busy really aren't, because it kind of just depends on how the holidays fall and what the school districts decide. So we use that as our biggest source of information for our crowd calendars. Second, we use Disney's Run Disney Race dates, because that definitely creates a huge surge. They sell out. The Run Disney races sell out, so it brings in tons of people. They're very popular. So that has changed a lot and does make things busy for the weekend, and sometimes a little busy the day before and after the weekend. Thirdly, the competition dates. There are lots of cheer and dance competitions, and there's Pop Warner in December. So those definitely have an impact, particularly if you're staying at a value resort. I really wouldn't be too concerned about competition dates unless you're staying at a value resort, particularly All-Star Sports, although sometimes the other value resorts are affected as well. Fourth, we consider history. You know, we know how things have worked at Disney World for a very long time. And so we sort of use our own knowledge and, you know, how things have gone over the years. And finally, of course, holidays. And the biggest holiday that can really change things is Easter. Because, you know, if Easter is early, then obviously that's going to impact, you know, spring break crowds. If it's later, it's kind of tricky, but Easter floats so much that it can really affect how things go in March and April. So because our calendars are so heavily dependent on school calendars, we have crowd calendars that are based on school year. So we had one that we put out for 2017-2018. So that one goes from August 2017 to July 2018. And then just this week, we have the 2018-2019 crowd calendar that, as you may have guessed, it goes August 2018 to July 2019. We used to do it by year. That's sort of a traditional way to do crowd calendars. But this way allows us to do it in a way that uses the most amount of data and gives us a good timing. Cause like right now we were able to put it together in December because we have enough school calendars to do that. And it gives you about an 8-month lead before the August date kicks in. If you want to see the calendars, you can click on the links in the description, but you can also, if you want to go there right now, www.prepschool.com/2017-2018 is the first one. And the second one, the newest one, is www.prepschool.com/2018-2019. And those are the numbers, 2018-2019. So finally, let's just get into the best times to go to Disney World in 2018, according to me. First of all, the end of January after Martin Luther King weekend and early February. This is actually probably my favorite time to go to Disney World because the weather is so mild that it makes it just pleasant. You're not sweating the whole time. It's not nearly as difficult to go all day if you don't want to take an afternoon break. It is definitely my favorite. The downside is that Disney does close more things during this time. You know, they more likely do refurbishments and a water park is usually closed. So that's the downside. But if you want mild temperatures and low crowds, end of January, early February is usually a good bet. Secondly, the first week of March this year before spring break crowds arrive, it doesn't always work out that the first part of March is less busy. In fact, in 2019, the crowd calendar that we just put out, March is more busy because of, I think competitions and I can't remember what else affects that, but first week of March before spring break crowds arrive is a great time to go. And these two time periods that I've mentioned, end of January, early February, first week of March, these are really mild temperature times right before it warms up. So if heat is a concern, these would be my two recommendations. The third time period I'd recommend if you want warmer weather but lighter crowds is end of April and then the first part of May, the first few weeks of May. Now, this is perfect for people that want to visit the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot when it's so pretty. If you want warm weather that allows you to swim, this is perfect. It's really just a fantastic time of year to go to be able to do all of it. Fourthly, and lastly is September after Labor Day. Now, September Labor Day is actually not too busy compared to other holidays, because I think people are just not getting back to school and so they're not going on vacation. But September after Labor Day in 2018 should be pretty easy to do. And again, this is not always the case. I mean, it's never super busy, but sometimes there are fall breaks scheduled, but we're just not seeing that for 2018. We're not seeing those fall breaks until October. So those are my four recommendations. You might have been expecting more than that, but the truth is that after September, that it gets very busy with not only fall breaks, but the holidays. And so there really, it doesn't, and there's races. So it really doesn't let up until January again. So if you want to go in fall, September would be my pick. And also, if you were a person who's interested in free dining, the dates have been scaled back a lot over the years. It used to be kind of all fall you could get free dining. And now they have like completely omitted October, because as I told you, fall breaks are a thing. And so if you're going September, you have a lot better chance of being able to take advantage of promotions like free dining, because they offer promotions when crowds are lighter.
So I hope that information was helpful to you as you start to plan your trip. As always, a reminder that I shouldn't say as always, since it's a relatively new thing, but prep school travel, I have agents that I handpicked, and everything is going very well with them, and they would be happy to work with you to choose some dates, choose a resort, and help you pick fast passes and all of that. And you can do that. I will put a link in the show notes about how to submit your quote request. It'll go right to them and they'll get back with you shortly. I always have a quick tip of the day, and this one's a little bit different because this is something I've been hearing about for a few months, and this is the idea that there are fast pass drops at least a couple of times a day. So I don't know any of this for sure, so I'm just passing on what I keep hearing. The idea behind this is that a couple of times a day, fast passes, particularly for Flight of Passage at Animal Kingdom, drop. They open up, so then you can snag them. Originally, when I started hearing about this, it was like 9:37 and 3:37 or something like that. And now I'm hearing maybe it's 1:07, 3:07, 5:07. I don't know if it's every day. I don't know exactly how that works. But if you are looking for fast passes like I am, I don't have Flight of Passage fast passes for my upcoming trip. It might be worth it to try it some of these times. I have mentioned before that I don't really take in a lot of Disney World content from other people, you know, because I have my own thing going on and it's helpful for me to just sort of focus and put my own take on things. But someone did recommend a podcast to me called Backside of Magic, and I've been listening to that, and they have been very helpful in offering lots of tips, particularly about the fast pass drops. So they have a better handle on this, and if you are looking for another podcast to listen to, you might want to head over to Backside of Magic and then keep an eye on those fast passes to open up at various times throughout the day. I think that'll wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on the show, including links and various things, you can check the show notes in your podcasting app or go to the website, find podcast at the top, and look for episode 162. Until next time, I will see you on the site.
Yeah. treasure.